Dvar Halacha, Thursday night, Chaf Vav Adabez. Okay, we're moving along in Hilchos Pesach. Moving along in Hilchos Pesach, and we're actually up to Tainus Bechorim. And the famous question asked about why should the Bechorim fast, they should celebrate that they were saved from Makas Bechoros. The Hatzolah of the Bechorim from Makas Bechoros is clear in the Pasuk that Upasachti, some say that the word Pesach comes from the Siman that Bnei Yisrael made that the Bechorim should be saved. Why it's a big deal that the Bechorim was saved? Why is it more of a big deal than every Makkah? Why should it be a big deal at all? Why should the Yidden suffer the Makkahs? So you'll ask that at the Seder table, and you'll try to finish eat the Afikomen before Chatzos. But there's a very major, major question, and therein lies the whole understanding of Pesach, Korban Pesach, because it's tied to Makkas Bechoros, Korban Pesach. Matzah is tied to Yetzias Mitzrayim, but Korban Pesach is tied to Makkas Bechoros. It's interesting. Anyway, I don't hear the question. We just had Tainus Esther by Purim. We know the end of the story, but we assume that on Yud Gimel Adar the Yidden fasted. Aye, they partied the next day, okay? But they fasted the day before. So presumably the Bechorim fasted also on Erev Pesach in anticipation of what would happen that night. So that's pretty straightforward. Okay, nobody fasts, or at least I don't know anyone that fasts. Some calendars even are very helpful, and they write on Erev Pesach, Siyum Bechorim, which I never heard of Siyum Bechorim, but it's on Erev Pesach. So we're very makel with the Tainus, maybe just like we're makel on Tainus Esther, when you know the end of the story, so it's hard to take the Tainus very seriously, and everybody's worried about the wine they're going to drink that night, and all sorts of things. So they go to a Siyum, and in Eretz Yisrael, the Siyum, I don't know, I live in Yerushalmi neighborhoods. Vaislis is a minig to not really make a siyum. To give out dates. They give out old, shriveled dates. I tell you, Monsi, I was Noeg in my minion, in the Vesika minion of Monsi. I said, if you're eating and you're not fasting, because you're making a suda for a siyum, so let it be a proper suda. It's a bezoyan for the siyum. If you're breaking a fast, but you're just giving out some cookies and cake, so the Sikha Minyan has the luxury because it's very early in the day. So we served challah, bulkalach, and fish, and oranges, and we had a proper siyum every year, ad hayoyim. You go to the Sikha Minyan of Monsi, there's a proper tzu'uda for the siyum that's being made, and maybe Ari Stern now wants to make an appeal for the siyum. Okay. And by the way, if you're not a Bukhar, I think this is well known, but sometimes Pasha people don't chop. The minig is to fast or on behalf of your son who's a Bukhar. I had that for 13 years of my life. Right, even if you're not a Bukhar, but you fast on behalf of a Bukhar, of a son that's a Bukhar.